Diary. Maitland, New South Wales, Australia. November 17, 1899. Yesterday, although it had been showering all day, Sarah McIntyre, Miss Peck, and I decided to travel to Maitland with our carriage and horses. We could not leave before 3 p.m., but the horses were fresh, and without hard driving, we reached the camp before the evening meeting commenced. Elder Colcord was to speak to the people, but we did not remain to the meeting. We pressed to the house of Brother Star, where we could have our horses fed and cared for. We had no rain during our journey except for a short time, when a light mist fell. We learned that on Wednesday the camp experienced a stormy time, with thunder and lightning and rain and large hail. No meeting could be held in the tent on Wednesday evening. I have not yet read over my American letters, which were forwarded to Maitland from Kurrenbong, but too late to catch us before we left for home. Therefore, I know nothing of the news. In the hurry of leaving home, I left my glasses behind. Last night, as soon as we reached Maitland, Sarah tried to purchase me a pair, but she did not succeed. I am trying to use Mother Cicely's this morning, but I cannot read without trying my eyes. The light that has been impressed upon me again and again is that individually we are a part of God's great whole. The family in heaven is a sample of what the human family would have been had Adam remained true to his God. Until Satan became disloyal, every member of the royal family was in happy unity with every other member. In the absence of sin, mutual love reigned. Not one being was indifferent to the rest. The work of each was so related to that of every other member that not one could feel that his individuality made him independent of his associate workers. Under the control of God, every angel, from the highest to the least, filled the position assigned him, by loyal service ascribing glory to God as the great center of the whole. Truth and righteousness are the attributes of God. Nothing in heaven or in earth can exist without His vitalizing power. God designs that the beings He has created shall stand related to one another as the angels in heaven. The perfection they see in their Creator, they are to reach. Every provision has been made. All spiritual efficiency has been supplied to the human family. They may copy the pattern by beholding Christ, through faith seeing Him who is invisible. Through their unselfish efforts, their unity and love, they may promote the happiness of others, and their own happiness will be genuine, after the similitude of the divine. Christ will become the object of their highest admiration. Beholding Him, they become changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. This is character building after the divine order. Self is no longer seen in everything that is done. Every word uttered, every work performed, has an influence that corresponds to the influence of heaven. The character of God appears, and not the character of finite man. Christ abides in humanity, and humanity abides in Christ. This is the experience all must obtain if they would be laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. All who will be worked by the Holy Spirit will form characters after the similitude of Christ. Men and women are the Lord's instrumentalities, and He desires to work them. God links man with man, employing them as His stewards to advance His cause in our world. He imparts the richest blessings to man, not to be selfishly hoarded, but that he may obey the law of heaven in cooperating with God to bring back the lost world to its loyalty. This work of cooperation draws men from the ranks of Satan and establishes them on the rock of ages, Christ Jesus.